Praise the Lord. Dear friends, today for our meditation, I take Psalm 51, verse 1. O Lord, who may abide in your tent? Who may dwell on your holy mountain? O Lord, who may abide in your tent? Who may dwell in your holy mountain? The people of Israel, during their journeys, be it the journeys of the patriarchs or the journeys of the people of Israel during the Exodus in the desert, they used to dwell in tents. Tent was a home for them. It can be pitched and it can be taken down and carried around. At the foot of Mount Sinai, God made a covenant with the people, and there he asked them to make a tent in which the Ark of the Covenant could be kept. In the Ark, we know, were the tablets of the law, the Ten Commandments, written by God. These tablets were kept in the Ark, and the Ark was to be kept in a tent. In this tent, people would meet God. So it is called the Tent of Meeting. The Ark of the Covenant, as well as the Tent of Meeting, was a symbol of God's presence among the people. This tent was carried around during the journey through the desert. When they got settled down in the land of promise in Canaan, the tent was also kept on some particular place like Shiloh or Bethel or Gilgal. And it was David who brought this tent of meeting to Jerusalem, the city of David. He wanted to build a temple for the Lord, but he was not given the permission. It was his son Solomon who built the temple. Even after he built the beautiful temple, the house of God, the presence of God was mentioned as tent. So even the temple was called a tent. The tent of God on the Mount Sinai, on the Mount Horeb or Mount of Jerusalem. People wanted to come to God, come to the presence of God in pilgrimages. And the psalm we read is a psalm that tells the conditions, that tells of the desire of the people to live with God and also of the conditions on which they can come to the house. O Lord, who may abide in your tent? Who may dwell in your holy hill? The tent, the temple, the holy hill is Jerusalem. But also, the temple is the house of prayer. The temple is a house of prayer for all the nations, all people. And today, the house of prayer, be it called a temple or a mosque or a church, to whichever religion the prayer house belongs, is a sacred place and should be respected by all. Because whatever be the name we call for God, there is only one God, and the house of God, the house of prayer, should be a place of respect and reverence, should be respected by all. But we know the Lord God does not dwell in any house. Of course, there was a temple of Jerusalem. We have hundreds or millions of temples and shrines and mosques and churches. But these are all symbols of God's presence. The real presence of God has to be felt not in any particular place, but in the heart of individuals, heart of people. God dwells in each and everyone's heart. So each individual should be respected, and also we should find time to stand in his presence. Not only going in pilgrimage to the shrines and temples, but also a pilgrimage to our inner hearts, the inner being. Day after day, morning after morning, we should enter this shrine, the cave of our heart, where the Lord dwells. So the morning and evening, again and again, we should enter this house of God that is our hearts. So let us stand before the Lord and be happy to find him. But there's one thing, if you want to find his presence, we should obey his voice. And that is the condition placed in the Psalm 15. Who will stand before the Lord? Who can abide in his tent? The one who listens to him. The one who listens to the voice of God speaking in our hearts. The one who obeys the commandments, the moral laws, the laws of God. So let us obey his voice. Let us listen to his voice, obey his commands, and be with him in the house of the Lord. Amen.